A member of the U.S. Senate is urging the Securities and Exchange Commission to investigate one of the companies looking at developing a massive gold and copper mine in the Bristol Bay region. KDLG's Mike Mason has the story.
Northern Dynasty Minerals is one half of the Pebble Limited partnership, along with the giant mining company Anglo American. The partnership is looking at developing the massive Pebble mine that would be located just north of Iliamna Lake. On Monday, U.S. Senator Maria Cantwell from Washington sent a letter to the chairman of the Securities and Exchange Commission asking for an investigation about what the senator claims is contradictory information provided by Northern Dynasty Minerals to federal officials regarding building the Pebble mine. At issue is a document called the Wardrip Report that Northern Dynasty Minerals submitted to the SEC in February of 2011. That same report was also used by the EPA to prepare the draft Bristol Bay Watershed Assessment. In her letter, Senator Cantwell claims that Northern Dynasty Minerals informed both the SEC and investors that the proposed Pebble Mine design and specifications are feasible and permittable in a press release that was issued in 2011. Senator Cantwell claims that more recently, in August of last year, Northern Dynasty Minerals referred to the Wardrip Report as a fantasy proposal in the company's public testimony to the EPA. In her letter, Cantwell claims that the contradictory use of the Wardrip Report is extremely concerning, as it's unclear whether Northern Dynasty Minerals is misleading investors by attracting investment for a fantasy proposal, or it is intentionally providing fraudulent testimony to the EPA. Senator Cantwell is paying attention to the issue because the salmon resource in Bristol Bay supports a massive commercial fishery that is closely tied to Washington State. That's because many of the major seafood processors that operate in Bristol Bay are based in Washington, including Peter Pan, Ocean Beauty, AGS, Icicle, and North Pacific Seafoods. Senator Cantwell wrapped up her letter by urging the SEC to launch an investigation. Another of the groups praising the action taken by Senator Cantwell is Trout Unlimited. Tim Bristol is the group's Alaska program director.
Frankly, we've been waiting quite a while for someone besides us to bring this to the public's attention.
Efforts to get a comment from the Pebble Limited Partnership about the Cantwell letter and the call for a SEC investigation have so far been unsuccessful. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.